We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake Up With Wolf shows. At what age will you allow your daughter to date?
Never.
Okay, so this is coming from somebody who's eventually going to have a child, and maybe it's going to be a girl. And if it is a girl, you're saying, hey...
Well, the best time to take advice, life advice, is from people who don't have kids.
Yeah, they'll tell you how to raise kids.
Exactly.
Well, you know, girls would never survive if it weren't for their mothers to step in and talk some reason into their husbands. They're the ones. But there's always a debate over that age. What age were you allowed to start dating, Amy?
I don't think I started going out on dates until later in high school.
So you were probably like 17.
Yeah, like 16 or 17.
Okay. All right. If, by the way, I want you to think about this, and I would like to hear from some people who have had kids and decided what age it was, and from people who have little kids, daughters, who have said in their mind, well, it's going to be 16, or it's going to be 18,
yeah,
or it's going to be never, or whatever. I would like to hear from you, 680 Wolf. But there's a story about a dad talking to his daughter.
Yeah, and she's 4, and she decides that she likes boys. He's not having it, though.
Here, listen to this.
Then I will get a boyfriend.
Daddy will break his legs.
No!
Yes, I will.
Dad.
And guess what will happen after that?
What?
See your boyfriend's daddy. Daddy will take him hostage.
Dad.
You're going to work for Jesus.
He tells him to work for Jesus instead.
Your dad's going to kill him, break his legs, take him hostage.
That's a good accent. I should try it.
So how about you? At what age would you allow your daughter to date?
Never.
And I told you I was going to tell you the story, and this is like the best place I can find to work this in, but it's a great story. Do you guys know who Geddy Lee is?
No.
He's the lead singer of the rock band Rush.
You know,
Rush. Yep, their most famous song is Tom Sawyer. Anyway, they have this incredible fan following. Geddy Lee is the lead singer. But his parents fell in love at like age 13, and they survived the ghettos during the time of the Holocaust. They were taken to the camps in Auschwitz, and they were separated. They were initially imprisoned at age 13. 13 years old in these horrible places. And Geddy Lee said his father told a story about how his dad used to bribe the guards and get them to take her shoes or clothes. He did not know where she was. He knew she was there somewhere, but he would get her shoes and clothes and things. They were there 4 years, never saw each other. The Allies freed the camps. They all scattered and separated, and after they were freed, her dad starts looking for his mother and eventually finds her in a displaced persons camp. They got married. They immigrated to Canada. They've been married all this time.
Wow.
They had a son, Geddy Lee, who became a huge rock star.
What a love story.
How amazing is that? And that goes to prove that if somebody wants you in their life, they will find a way. So stop accepting not getting texts back.
Yeah, exactly. And we're talking about at what age would you let your daughter date? Chase is over here, who is a future parent, who says never. Never!
Like 40.
Amy, who's
my
much
mom's
more
still
sensible.
Trying to get me to date, yeah. And I'm like, eh.
Any grandkids yet? No, Ma. Yeah. Stop.
Amy, so put yourself in that position. What age? You're saying what, 16?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, you got to go off how mature they are. You can have a 14-year-old who knows, you know.
Right, exactly. All right. How about you? 680 Wolf. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's Alicia.
Hey,
good
Alicia.
Morning.
Yeah, now, hold on.
Now, yeah.
For those who don't listen to the show on a regular basis, Alicia's one of our good friends. She has 3 sweet, cute little girls. Do you and your husband agree or disagree on this dating thing?
Oh, we totally disagree. So that's where mommy has to step in.
Yes, I agree.
And yeah, you have to reason, because if you don't, like I say 16.
Yep.
Because if you don't, then they're going to secretly do it.
That's right.
And you're not going to know what they're doing.
Well, my daughter's 16. Not going to date until she's 40.
And isn't that the typical dad response? Wait. What does your husband say?
Oh, yeah. That's what he says. Definitely. Never. 30. He says 30. That's
do you
like,
know
we were married. We got married when we were 23.
Alicia, he says that now because they're all young and adorable and sweet. Wait until they're 14, 15, and 16. He's like, get these women out of my house.
I know. He's going to be like, this is too much when they're all teenagers at the same time. Yeah. He might change his mind.
He'll be like, please date, get married at 18. Please leave.
Gosh, your mother's enough for me. Just go. You
know, maybe your husband can pay for the college, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I had sons and I didn't have to deal with the daughters, but I had two nieces who are about the same age as my sons, and they were so cute when they were little, and they turned out to be these beautiful young girls, and I was like, you know, I don't know, but what, I might lock them in the basement so the boys couldn't even get anywhere near them. So I understand it.
Can you imagine that being a dad? It would be like times 10.
Oh, I know, but I see both sides. But as I said before, Alicia, you're so right. If it wasn't for mom, these poor girls would never, ever develop any kind of relationship.
They wouldn't, but it would just be kept secret, really, because they would still do it.
Yeah,
but mommy and daddy just wouldn't know. So right. You got to let them do it, Chase.
Well, yeah, right.
They're just going to keep it a secret.
Thanks for calling, Alicia.
Bye. Y'all have a good day.
I do. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's true about sneaking around, man. They will sneak around. Whatever you're doing. Even if you're being guys, the boys will do it too. They'll sneak around. Kids are going to do stuff, and you may as well face up to the fact that it's going to happen and not live in some fantasy world and have these conversations with
them. And also, they have the internet. They have their friends. You're not protecting them from things. Learn how to talk to your kids. And one of my biggest pet peeves is like, I don't want to hear you say that because then I got to explain it to my kid. I'm like, God, I'd hate to have you talk to your kid. Yikes.
Listen, with the internet, they know more than you think they do. They may know more than you do.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
What's your name?
Karen.
All right, Karen, do you have a daughter or daughters?
I have two young daughters.
And how old is young? How old are they?
5 and 8.
Okay, now, when have you decided that it would be okay for them to date?
I am not going to put an age restriction on it.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I feel like kids are going to try to date when they feel like they're ready, and I would rather them talk to me about it than feel like they have to hide it until a certain age. That way that I can have conversations with them about safety and thinking through things and help them make informed, smart decisions.
See, now that's the way to do things. Does their father agree?
He's taking a little convincing, but I think he'll get on board.
Right. Now, do you have pretty open communication with your daughters now? I mean, I know they're young, but they probably still will talk to you about anything. Do you think that will continue?
I think if I am open to the conversations, it will continue.
Yeah, I found that when my sons were old enough to understand what was going on, my wife and I disagreed on the conversation we should have with the boys about sex. I was, let's put it on the table and explain to them how to prevent things from happening.
Yeah.
And my wife, who's now my ex-wife, was angry at me because of the conversation that I had with both my sons. But I'm just like, my head is not in the sand. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going on, and I'd rather get in front of it.
Absolutely. And kids are smart. And if you can teach them to make smart decisions, and instead of just sheltering them and keeping them away from something that scares you, they're going to become more productive adults, I think.
You're right about that. And I read this time and time again that parents who like smother their kids and who nag them, like all you do is teach kids to lie to you about things and to keep things from you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you for checking in.
We'll get off the phone so you can go talk to the manager.
Bye, Karen.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.